Broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT. Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord,
yes,
in Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday Worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
Why would he allow this boy to go through such heartache and pain? The boy was stripped, thrown in a ditch, sold to slaves, lied on, put in prison. I wish I had some believers. What in the world was God doing in his life? There's somebody here been stripped. you've been stripped. I'm talking about you've been talked about. You've been stripped of your joy. You've been stripped of your morals, stripped of your self-esteem. You've been torn up from the floor. Are you with me yet? You've been thrown into a pit. You've been thrown everywhere. You've been dogged out. You've been dogged up. You've been dogged around. and you're wondering what in the world. Well, God is not doing anything but preparing you for elevation. See, you wait. Watch this. This boy was thrown. I said, why would God allow all of this? Where was God? Where was he when Joseph was being misused? Where was he when Joseph was being abused? Where was God when he was being lied on, when Potiphar's wife accused him of rape? Where was God? It seemed to me that God was absent. God said,
I was there.
He says, I allowed him to go through this. You're going to get it in a minute. He said, I allowed him to go through this. He said, because I was preparing him. I was molding him and making him and shaping him. Somebody's not with me yet. Somebody is asking, why is God when I'm going through all of this? Where is God when my bills are more than my money? Where is God when they've lied on me and talked about me? He says, I'm still with you. He says, but I'm letting you go through it. He says, I'm letting you go through it because I'm molding you. Because what was meant to break you is really there to bless you. You still didn't get it? Here's your cue to shout. Here's your cue to shout. Because when you go to chapter 37, they threw him in the pit. But when you get to chapter 50, somebody here in chapter 37, but don't you worry. Chapter 50. Because Joseph gets the boys all around the table. Joseph is now second to the king. Joseph is now second to the king. Joseph gets the folk that broke him, threw him in the pit. Joseph gets them together and said, what you meant for evil. what you meant for evil. God turned it into my good. I wish I had three believers. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, how you like me now? There were some people counted you out. There were some people when you were down, they say you wasn't going to make it. Preach to yourself, Reverend Turner. There were some people thought that life was going to take you out. They thought that unemployment was going to kill you. But God says what they meant for evil.
You up in here, you up in the house.
Maybe, wait, y'all be quiet over there. There may be somebody over here that might miss their cue. You see, in Isaiah 54:17, God was preparing you because he wanted to let you know there's no weapon. Let me go over here. Y'all just excuse me for a minute. There he wanted you to know that there's no weapon. That's formed against you, that's going to prosper. Do you hear me, Donnie? I don't care what it is. It's not going to amount. It's not going to amount to nothing. God wants you to know. Let me go back over here then because y'all ain't ready yet. I'll be right back. God wants you to know in Romans 8:28 that everything that is going on in your life that is working together. Are you with me yet? You're going to be able to say, for we know that all of the things that happened to me is working together. God putting the bad with the good. God putting it together. God getting it right. God putting the sausage. He putting the chicken. He putting the peppers. He putting everything in there. And when it come out, been with me. Lord been with me. Touch your neighbors that the Lord been with me all the time. God been with me. I wish I had somebody in mind shouting, God been with me. God been with me. God been with me. See, everything was working together for your good. Because God knows that you love him. Are you with me yet? He knows that you love him. All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. Not only in elevation, preparation for elevation, first thing, what was meant to break you was really meant to bless you. second of all, you got to understand what you thought was punishment was actually preparation. See, you think it's punishment. You think that what is happening or has happened to you is a result of something that you've done. But not all of the time. I wish I had three believers. You needed to be here today. It's not, you thought it was punishment. God does not punish his children. God chastens. He disciplines. He punishes the unbeliever. See, what you thought was punishment was really preparation. I wish I had three believers. My mother, when we would get out of line, when we would be disobedient, my mother would tell my older brother, go out there and get me a switch. And when she would get the switch, she would skin the switch. But before she hit me, she said, Larry, it's going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. She said, but when I get through, and there's something about African-American mothers, they have a way of whipping you and talking to you at this. Didn't I tell you that you wasn't supposed to? You see, in Psalms 119:71, you're going to discover that the psalmist says that my affliction was good for me. How many of you know them whippings? Not whippings. We don't get whippings. Not in the ghetto, you don't get whippings. That's on the other side of town, you get whippings. We get whoopings. See, the psalmist said, my affliction, what God did to me, was good for me. I wish I had three believers. I tell you what, in the ghetto, you walk by in the evening time when my mother would get off of the bus. Those older ladies would be on the bus, Miss Blocker, Miss Bessie, all of them would be sitting out there. And when my mother would get off the bus, they would holler out, Julia, come down here when you get through. I got something to tell you. Let me tell you, my mother in the morning time had left me in their care on Austin Street. So therefore, if I did not do what they told me to do, they would report me. Now, they had a right to whoop me themselves, but also they would report me to my mother. I wish I had three believers. In some cases, I'd get a whipping and a whoop in. And when they would tell her that I sassed them. Little ones don't know what that is. They don't know what sass is. that's the number 10 in violations. Don't sass me. Don't talk back to me. Don't not speak to me and walk through this yard. Are you with me yet? Don't throw up your hands and roll your eyes. That's sassing. Young people don't know what that is. That's sassing. You walk up, one of the old people tell you to do something, you look at them and roll your eye. I tell you what, you keep doing that. You won't have any eyes. And when they would get through, and then they would whoop me, and then my mother would whoop me, and then the next, let me show you how my affliction was good for me. Because the next day, when mother would leave me with them, and I didn't say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, the day before. Now, the day after, I remember how it felt yesterday. So therefore, today, I would say, yes, ma'am. Do I have any believers in the house? You know, you thought about it. You remember the iron card. You remember the station. Are you with me yet? You remember that. You remember. And so it brings to your memory what you didn't do yesterday. Now you got it. Touch your neighbor and say, now you got it. Now, I bet you got it now. I bet you when mother got through with you this time, in the morning when she leave you, you're going to say yes, ma'am, and you're going to say no, ma'am. You're not going to say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am because you want to. You're going to say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am because you don't want to go through that again. See, your affliction was good for you. Now that you 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, you still saying yes man. You still said yes ma'am and no ma'am. May I thank you and please. See, your affliction was good for you. Your affliction, God says, your affliction. Let me get rid of that, lest I shall overload your wagon. Thirdly of all, and somebody said preparation for elevation. See, God is just getting you ready. He's just getting you ready, Roland. He's just getting you ready to bring you up. He's not going to send. See, little devils can't come out of big you. Little temptations. The devil not going to send little temptations. You too big for that. You got $1,000 in your pocket and there's 20 that somebody has dropped. You see, that's a little temptation. Devil not going to tempt you with that. Are you with me yet? Because you're going to pick up, you got $1,000 in your pocket, you're going to pick up the 20 and give it to him. At least some of you will. I trust that you will. I got $1,000 now, I got $1,020 now. Y'all know how you do it. Put your foot on it. Till the person walks off. First of all, in elevation, preparation for elevation, what was meant to break you was really meant to bless you. Secondly of all, are you with me yet? Secondly of all, you will discover in preparation for elevation, what you thought was punishment was really preparation. But thirdly of all, in preparation for elevation, your tears are temporary. Somebody didn't get it yet. Your tears were temporary. See, the tears that you're crying now, they are temporary. Don't listen. They might they might not be external tears, but there somebody has some tears here that we don't see. God sees them. See, your tears are temporary. Somebody said tears are temporary. See, your tears. Touch your neighbor. Say, neighbor, your tears are temporary. In the book of Ruth. You will find in the book of Ruth, chapter 4, verse 14 through 16. You see, Ruth and her husband, after her husband dies, Ruth leaves Bethlehem, Judah. And Ruth goes to Moab. Ruth gets in Moab. And the two sons die, Mahlon and Chilion. And when she gets there, when they die, Ruth tells Naomi tells Oprah and Ruth, these boys has died. Now, in the Middle Eastern culture, I'm going to leave you in just a minute. But in the Middle Eastern culture, that when a child would die, if the mother could have some more sons, then the daughter-in-law, she had rights to the next son that was born. Are you with me yet? But Naomi now tells Ruth, she said, you and Oprah, listen, I'm beyond childbearing. I'm not going to have any more boys, any more children at all. So you can go back to your country and find you a man, and now you are free to marry them. Are y'all with me yet? Oprah leaves. Ruth tells Naomi, where you lay your head, I'm going to lay my head. Your God shall be my God. I wish I had three believers. Touch your neighbor and say, your God is my God. Same God you serve gonna be the same God that I serve. The same God that brought you over gonna be the same God that brings me over. The same God that blesses you gonna be the God that I want. I wish I had three believers. They get back. When they get back, they leave Moab, the place of emptiness, the place of devastation. That's what Moab means. The place of degradation. These were the sons of Lot that he had had for his daughter. So they wasn't right from the beginning. Place of degradation, place of destruction, place that was down and out. They leave Moab and come back to Bethlehem, Judah. Bethlehem, Judah means house of bread and praise. Somebody didn't get it yet. Somebody here needs to leave Moab. You can leave anytime you want to, you know. You're not captive there. You're not locked up. You can leave Moab. You can leave that dirty place you're in. You can leave that downright place. Are you with me yet? Because over here in Moab, that dog eat dog. Over here in Moab, one will talk about you in your face, laugh and skin and grin in your face, and when you turn around there, that's in Moab. I wish I had some believers. But you can leave Moab and come to Bethlehem, Judah. And in Bethlehem, Judah, when Naomi and Ruth got there, God brings Boaz. God already had everything set up. See, God brought Ruth to Boaz. You didn't get it that yet. Well, let me help somebody here. God never changes his order. He always brings the woman to the man. He did it in the beginning. He brought Eve to Adam. And now he brings Ruth from Moab all the way to Bethlehem, Judah. I wish I had three, but I see it now. He brings her to Bethlehem, Judah, the house of bread and praise. Boaz and Ruth gets together. Are you with me yet? God divinely brings them together. Now, Naomi is there with no child. Because Naomi said when she came back, the people in the city said, "Is that Naomi?" She said, "Don't call me Naomi. Call me bitter. Call me heartbroken. Call me one that has tears everywhere." But watch this. When they get back, Ruth and Boaz comes together. After they get married, then Ruth has a son. Y'all didn't get it yet. Now, when she has a son, Ruth brings the son and puts the son in Naomi's lap. Somebody still didn't get it yet. She says, "My tears was just temporary." She says, "What God has turned my tears into joy." I wish I had three believers. See, in preparation for elevation, God gonna turn your tears. You're going to be walking around like Naomi saying, "I got it. I'm the one." I wish I had three believers. You're going to be walking around saying, "I'm the man. I'm the woman. With God on my side, God has turned things around." Other folk going to look at you and they're going to say, "Wasn't that the one who used to cry and beg?" But they're looking at you now saying, "My God, my God, my God, how God can turn," shoot, I don't preach myself heavy, "turn things around. Last year, you had some tears in your eyes. But this year, in July, you got joy." I wish I had three believers. Joy! Joy. If there are three people here that don't mind standing up and testifying, last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I didn't know how I was going to make it. If there anybody here that can testify, last year, 2 years, 3 years ago, I was about to lose my mind. I know I have somebody in here. Last year, 2 years, maybe 3 years ago, you didn't have any money, didn't have a car, didn't have any friends, and your family had left you. But thank God, what God was really doing while you were standing at the bus stop in the heat, folk passing by in the rain, God was working things out. I wish I had three believers. When you didn't have a dime in your pocket, God was working things out. All things was working together for the good. I wish I had three people here. What was meant to break you, it really blessed you. Is that three people here that has a blessing in their life? Say yeah. Say yeah. God was preparing you for where you are right today, so you now have a praise. Is there three people here that really have a praise? Your worship is for real. Is there somebody here? Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, you don't know my story. You don't know what I had to go through to get to where I am today. But God has been good to me. God has. I ought to have some folk in here.